Radio's coverage of AusCert's 2008 conference is sponsored by Microsoft. Visit itradio.com.au/AusCert08 for IT Radio's full coverage of this year's event and to hear Microsoft's AusCert presentations. Or go to itradio.com.au/security for the Risky Business podcast, honing your eardrums since February 2007.
In this quick AusCert presentation, the Australian Attorney General Department's Steve Stroud talks about Cyberstorm 2, the global cyber war game. As you'll hear, both public and private sector organisations didn't follow their own incident response plans, and they were too busy putting out spot fires to notice the whole house was on fire during the exercise. Enjoy.
Steve talks specifically about Cyberstorm 2 in Australia.
Thanks, Jordana. I'm going to very quickly talk about the Australian exercise in terms of its size and scope. We had 55 organisations play in Australia. That consisted of Australian government agencies, two state governments, and a large contingent of private sector organisations. Private sector came from five critical infrastructure sectors, water, energy, IT, communications and banking and finance. Two state and territory governments, as I said. In all, there are about 200 people involved in the planning of the exercise in Australia. I don't know how many people were involved in the play. What I thought I'd do very quickly, as Jordana said, a lot of people ran their own internal exercises in conjunction or as part of Cyberstorm. And what we made it very clear to people who participated in Cyberstorm is that your internal exercise was your business, and your report to your management on how you went in the exercise is also your business. So I am not going to say organisation A found that this went wrong and organisation B found that that went wrong, because that's none of my business. But what I can say, there are some very common themes across everyone who played. None of this will surprise you. Nothing I'm about to say is earth-shattering in any way. The surprising thing about these initial findings is that everyone who found them was surprised that they found them. And I was saying to someone this morning, you know, if you hit your hand with a hammer, it's going to hurt. Well, in Cyberstorm, a lot of people hit their hand with a hammer and were surprised that it hurt. Death of 1,000 cuts. I'm talking particularly about incident response teams. I've sort of reached into the grab bag of findings or general findings, and I think I'll focus on IR teams. Death of 1,000 cuts. A lot of organisations wanted to exercise senior incident response boards, panels, committees, whatever. And to do that, they had to create a crisis on the shop floor. What they found was they had to work very, very hard to get people to escalate. The IR teams were busy putting out spot fires here, spot fires there, spot fires over there. No one really took a step back to see that the whole house was on fire. Different organisations in the same sector respond differently in terms of what they consider as a crisis. So we had a group of organisations in the one sector playing the one scenario, all expected to get to a point during that scenario where their crisis management, senior crisis management, whatever you want to call it, board would meet. But what they found as a result of the exercise is that event A for me is a crisis that goes straight to the CEO. Event A for Jordana, she doesn't worry about it. It's just handled on the shop floor. Another thing that surprises no one, or should surprise no one, but surprised everyone during the exercise, is that your standard operating procedures, your incident response plans, whatever you call it, break under pressure. Now, there was an operations centre who was participating in the exercise that actually had someone doing a study of how they work during the exercise. And these guys had quite robust, formal communication paths, the way they did things. They were generally pretty busy and it all worked really well. So they took a phone call, they logged it, they got an email, they logged it, et cetera, et cetera. And as they got busier, the logs became, instead of on the keyboard, became scraps of paper, and then became shouts across the room. As they got less busy, it went back to normal, but a lot of information got lost. This is related to the escalation point. Teams managed the incidents but did not deal with the problem. An example from the banking sector was a number of, let's say, theoretical customers had their credentials compromised for internet banking, so the response was to reset the credentials. However, no one dealt with the actual problem was that these people all had keyloggers, so the reset credentials were a waste of time. Another one, and this would be an interesting psychological study, which I'm not qualified nor paid for to do, but teams tend to report on only what they can manage or what they are managing. So when they're talking about the problems that are happening, they're only talking about what they know about. They're only talking about what they can deal with or what they will deal with shortly. They are not projecting out how bad can this be, what is our exposure here, what is the risk here. That doesn't happen. And the feedback I've had from some of the players is that it's not just because they're busy, it's actually a mindset. And the last point's another fairly obvious one. IR teams need to do some sort of electronic evidence 101 training. Be able to have the information that they need to sort out the problem and know where it is. That is pretty much all I was going to say. We have 10 minutes or so left for questions. So if you have any questions for myself, for Jordana, we can even drag Dave back up on stage. He's looking pretty cosy over there, but the question was, how do you define success with an exercise? Cyberstorm in Australia was a success before it even started, because the people who were participating started to take a look at their procedures and processes and realised that, hey, we've got a gap here, this is broken, this won't work, this is no longer relevant, and things were fixed before we even conducted the exercise. In general, exercises are a success if you find stuff out. As Jordana said, in the US, Cyberstorm is a capstone exercise, and our intent is to treat it similarly in Australia, which means every 2 years we'll have this big all-singing, all-dancing thing. That doesn't mean we don't do anything in between. As things, and I can't speak for all of the players, but, pardon me, as things are found broken and fixed, they'll be tested.